Greetings, this is Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach, and this episode is brought to you by To Empower You, a podcast dedicated to helping young adults and young couples achieve their goals and dreams from a biblical context. Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to To Empower You. I am your host, once again, Thomas A. DeLoach, and I'm so glad that you've decided to connect with me for these few moments in time. And on today's show, I want to talk about divine detours. This is a teaching podcast, so I'm going to grab your Bibles as always and take some copious notes. I've got a really good show for you today. As always, we start our show off with a quote of the day. And it goes like this: life's greatest blessings often come wrapped in the unexpected packaging of plans gone awry. Now let's start here in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 7. And we're going to look at one verse, and that's verse number 8. I'm really excited to give this to you today. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 8. Notice what it says: for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. I'm going to read that to you again. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Really clear cut, plain and simple. If you do this, you're going to get what you want. Well, the reality is people say they're doing this and they're not getting what they want. So if in fact you have fulfilled Matthew 7 and 8 and you said, I've asked, but I haven't received. I've sought the Lord, but I haven't found. I'm knocking, but these doors, they just not opening. What is the problem? Well, we know it's not God. We most certainly know is not the word of God. So there's only one person left. That's you and I. So when we talk about divine detours, scriptures like these that are very adamant and very clear, when we don't get the very thing that we believe the scripture is saying, we are really confused, many upset. And I know people that have truly walked away from the faith because of these scriptures right here, and they just cannot figure out why things are not turning in the direction that the scripture says that it should. And we know, I do at least, that God's word works. It just does. And for some people, they'll say, well, it didn't work for me. Well, if you say it didn't work for you, I want you to know it's not God's fault. It's not. It's something that we are not understanding. It's something that we are not doing. Because again, the scripture is clear about these things. No room for ambiguity. No room, in my opinion, for confusion. So we many times lack revelation of what the scripture is really talking about. So when we talk about divine detours once again, we need to understand God's plan when desires go unfulfilled. There are times when our desires just go unfulfilled. And so when they do, we have to truly understand what this is all about. Now, I have about 4 reasons for this, and this is just my opinion based on Matthew chapter 7, verse number 8. And I'm going to quickly give you these. It is my prayer that you will open your heart and your mind and at least hear my reasons. Now, I could have given 20, 30 reasons, but I'm just going to give you 4. I like to be very quick and concise when I do these podcasts because I do know people's attention span is really short these days. So I want to kind of package this up as easy and as quickly as I can because I want to give you something to think about when we talk about divine detours. Many times we are being detoured around some things that we don't know could really hurt us or take us out. And so God's delays are not denies. So if in fact we are fulfilling Matthew 7 and 8, these things are going to come to pass for you. But you got to understand, when it seems like it's not, it is not God's fault. It is something he is trying to detour us around. And there's some other things I'm going to share here. But here's number one. One of the reasons why these divine detours happen, or we understand and should really understand God's plan when desires go unfulfilled, is unaligned desires with God's will. This thing about God's will is a very tricky thing for many people, but it's not for me, because I understand that God's will be revealed to us if we understand we have to seek the will of God, because his will is not automatic. Again, I've said this to others, I'm going to say it to you. If you're a first-time listener, I thank you for listening to the show, that I wish the will of God was automatic, because if it was, everybody would find it. But the truth is, everybody is not finding the will of God, because you have to seek the will of God. And the scripture says again, and he that seeketh findeth. So if we're not seeking the will of God, this is why it's not found. And God wants you to know that you can understand and find the will of God. And many times our unaligned desires just don't go with what God wants for your life. After a person gets saved, they got to find out what God wants them to do. They got to find out what God has called them to be. They got to be where God wants them to serve and different things of that nature. And many times this is where the conversation just goes blank. This is where the rubber meets the road. And many times we can't get our car out of park, let alone into the other gears that will take us into destiny. So when we talk about unaligned desires with God's will, one of the reasons is that sometimes what we desire may not align with God's plans and purposes for our lives. Here's one that you probably won't like, but you can't be what you want to be. Many people think that we can just be what we want to be. We can only be what God's will has put in motion for us to be. There are a lot of people who are trying to be this, trying to be that, when they just simply don't have the grace or capacity by God to be able to achieve such things. So this is not about after you get saved, you just, you know, I'm just going to be this. I'm just going to do this for the Lord. I'm just going to do that for the Lord. I want to kill your frustration and help you to understand that only God truly knows what he has gifted and created you for. So this, I don't want to call it nonsense, but this lack of wisdom that causes us to think that I can just do what I want to do, be what I want to be. Not if you don't have the capacity, not if you don't have the grace, not if you don't have what God is saying is necessary to carry this out. And this is one of the reasons why people get stuck in their walk with God. Here's a verse for you in James chapter 4:3. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. See, you can ask God for something, but if it's not in his will for your life, you're not going to get it. And according to the scripture, you ask because you want it for you. I do believe that a prayer that God will never deny if it's something that you can help and become to someone else. Now, we do know that there are times where we ask because there are things that we do need. God knows that. But we're talking about things that make no sense, that many people are asking God for, that he's saying, no, this is not in my will for you. And so when we're dealing with these divine detours, it's getting our heart in alignment with the things of God, so that when I do ask him for things, it is like he has placed his heart and his desire in me, and I'm just speaking forth the very thing that I know is going into alignment with the plan and purpose for my life. So now that we can try to understand this, I think it's important that when we pray now, because again, We can ask God for something, but we lie generally to ourselves. But see, you could try to lie to God, but he knows your heart. So we say, well, you know, I want to become a millionaire. But the next question that the Spirit of God is asking, well, why? Why do you want to become a millionaire? See, God knows. And you can tell him, oh, I want to help people, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. But on the inside, no, that's not what we really want it for. We want to heap these kind of passions on ourselves. We want to be selfish. And it don't take much for anyone to be selfish. And so it is in my opinion that when we move in these areas, we become really out of what God wants to do for us. And we spend a lot of time trying to convince God why he should do it, as if we're going to talk God into something that he's just not going to do. So it's so important that we find out what God wants to do in and through us and let that be. And can I tell you something? When you do that, everything that you think that you want, when you really start getting close to God, those desires, they fade away, because it's really not all about God. It's all about us. And so I want you to spend some time aligning your desires with what God wants, because this could be one of the reasons why Matthew chapter 7 and 8 has just not happened for you. You're asking amiss. You're not hitting the mark. And we don't have time to waste time trying to ask God for things he's just simply not going to do. So the detour could be getting your heart in alignment, right smack dab in the will of God. So when it is that you pray, you know you are praying God's will. You know you are in direct alignment in what he wants to do. And again, I believe it is our job to seek God's will, because it's just not going to knock on your door and come sit on your couch with you and say, hey, I'm the will of God. It does not happen that way. Point number two is another reason: testing and strengthening our faith. I don't think we truly understand the power of things that we go through that is trying to strengthen our faith. We don't see it in that regard. But there's a reason why certain things are not turning over for us. God says, I want your faith strong. Here's faith at its simple, basic plane here. I believe God for everything. Not some things, not the things that I need him to help me with and the things that I don't need to help me with. I got it. No, you don't got it. I want you to know that faith simply is, I believe God. I trust God. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, he got my back. Most people don't believe that. Our hearts lie to us because we've been telling our heart a lie. And so if we don't get this straight, the thing as it relates to testing will cause us to be in a place of unforgiveness and in a place of offense. And there are many people who are going through a season of testing only to strengthen your faith. So that remains is the thing that you need. And the other stuff that is no good for you begins to blow away like the chaff in the wind. God does not want excess weight on you. He wants you to be fit and meet for the master's use. So some of these trials and tribulations and testings that we go through is to really to help you to understand, did you really believe God at all? And sometimes we come out of these tests and while we are in it saying, man, Lord, I really didn't know you at all. I really was not rooted and grounded in the things of God in any way, shape or form. And I'm telling you, self-awareness is a monster. But when we become aware that we're not where we should be, then it helps us to understand, Father, I don't want my faith to be a fake. I don't want my faith to be fraudulent. I want my faith to be squarely on what God has done in my life and what he has said he's going to do. And how he's going to do that is up to him. And if he needs my help, he'll come and tell me. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll give you the peace and comfort you need, even in the trials and tribulations that hit your life. But this is something where people are in these, and I'm calling it again, it's a divine detour. It's really meant to help you. And so don't look at this as a way that God is trying to scold you. He's trying to take you out. He's upset. He's mad. No, God is not mad. He's not on anger meds. No, God is a loving God, and he's trying to chasten those that he loves. So when we talk about this, God may allow us to experience some unmet desires to test and again strengthen our faith. Let the Spirit of God strengthen your faith. Here's a verse here in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Do you truly know that? That you have to count it all joy. Look at the mindset that we have to have when something hits our life that many times we don't. I've been guilty of this, where there's been some things that have hit my life and I wasn't happy with it at all. But we have to consider what God says. We have to consider his will. And his will is in his word. It's what he's left us to encourage us. So when we're in a place that we didn't ask to be in, or we're in a place that somebody did us wrong, we got to get back into what God says. He says, consider it pure joy. Some translators say, consider it all joy. My brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, are you facing trials of many kinds? If you are, know that it's doing one thing. It's designed to do one thing in your life. You got to know that the testing of faith, God is testing that faith muscle to see if that muscle is strong, to see if there's any wiggle room in there, to see if it's built to last. If it's not, he getting all the junk out your faith. And that remains is the thing that he can strengthen and make stronger so that it can produce perseverance, the ability to bounce back from anything that you go through. That's what God wants. I want you to bounce back from anything. Whatever tries to take you out, it can't. I'm like a basketball. As soon as I hit the floor, don't worry, I'm coming back. And that's how you got to believe, and that's how you got to think. Number three is another reason: spiritual growth and character development. Could it be that I'm in a trial of my life, situations and circumstances I did not ask for? These divine detours is meant for spiritual growth and character development, the very thing that people care less about, especially Christians. Most Christians don't care anything about growing spiritually, and they definitely don't care a lot about character development. But I want you to know, God does. The things that you don't care about, God does. He said, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, even as the heavens are above the earth. God says, you and I don't think the same. We don't do the same. Can we get there? Yes. And one of the ways that we get there is understanding that what I'm going through right now that's rough and hard could be for my spiritual growth. Some of us have stopped growing spiritually a long time ago, and we know this. We know we're not growing. We know we're not loving the Lord more every day. We become bitter, cantankerous, upset, mean-spirited, hateful. The list goes on and on. But God says this is to help you to grow and for your character. Character is the very thing. In that word character, there's a word called actor. We got to learn how to act, all of us, especially in times that are difficult and tough. But that is what builds character. Because when it's tough, character ain't built on the mountain. Character is built in the valley. It's built when there is dry. It's just dry. It's just the Mojave Desert dry. There's nothing there but just you and God. And God is saying, I'm using this situation you're going through because I'm going to develop your character through unfulfilled desires. God may be working in us to develop spiritual maturity, right? So when you don't get what you want, do you pout? Do you complain? Do you say God forgot about you? God left you? Do you stop praying? Do you stop seeking God? Do you start being nasty and evil and mean to people like a petulant child because you didn't get what you want, because you feel like you should, because you're God's favorite? And then he teaches and shows you There's other family members in this family other than you. Do you understand God could be working on something on the other end? We lose perspective because we want what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. And when we don't get it, then we're screaming murder. We've been done wrong. God don't love me. He don't care. Do you see how quickly we can turn on the very God that we say we love, the very God that we say in times past when things was good and everything was rolling, he loved and cared for us. But now the seasons have changed and you're going through a growth spurt. And in the natural, when people go through a growth spurt, their joints ache, pain in their legs and in their back. But watch this. No pain, no growth. No pain, no gain. This is how you get it. In the mud, you got to make sure that you understand that you don't turn on God in these times. Look at Romans chapter number 5, verses 3 and 4. The NIV says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings. Have you done that lately? Because we know that sufferings produces perseverance. There's that word again, the ability to bounce back. And perseverance, character. And character, hope. Again, all the things that we don't think is necessary. But God says, in my army, in the kingdom of God, this is what is necessary. The things that we blow off and we don't think that God is really concerned about. And I want you to know there's nothing wrong with growing. Because God want to be able to trust you. God want to be able to use you. God want to be able to depend on you. There are people who need you. There are people who are depending on you. And many of us are failing those people. Forget ourselves. What about the people, your children, your spouse, people that depend on you for certain things? We got to get this right and understand this divine detour, this seemingly delay is not denial. Your plane is coming in. But hey, let's fix some things. So when we come in right. Let's fix some things. So when we come in, we understand what God is doing. God does not want us to be ignorant of what he's doing in our life. And finally, my last point is number 4. Here's another reason. Timing according to God's plan. I mean, you know that God is a God of timing. He's the greatest syncopator I know. He invented timing. There's a time for God to do what he wants to do. Time would not afford me to tell you all the things in the scripture about timing. But in the fullness of time, God sent his son. He didn't send him too early. He didn't send him too late. He sent him on time. God does everything as it relates to timing because there's a certain interest. There's a certain moment where the Holy Ghost want to get you in a certain situation so that you can grow and evolve. Because my blessing and my deliverance is connected to somebody else getting free, somebody else moving forward in the will of God. And so God wants to catch us up in this season in his timing, in this first quarter of the year, as we're moving, should I say, in the second quarter of the year, in this month that we are in right now. God wants to shift us so we can start getting ready to do the things he's called us to do. And so when we understand this timing according to God's plan, God's timing is perfect. And what we desire may not come to pass immediately according to his sovereign plan. God is sovereign. That means he can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And he doesn't have to check in with anybody to do it. He's God. And so, again, when things seemingly are delayed, it's not being denied. Your credit, God is trying to build your credit with him so that when things don't happen like you think it should, don't mean that God has forgotten. God has not forgotten what you've done for people. God has not forgotten the times you've sown and served and done things. God knows it all, but there's a timing for God. And so when things are not going like we thought it would, let's not give up. Let's not quit. Let's not turn around. Let's not start speaking negative. Let's stay in our word. Let's stay in prayer. Let's get the mind of God. Maybe he's shifting some things and holding some things back so it won't hurt you. Have you ever thought about that? When you grow in God, your spiritual growth and character development is there. You start thanking God for what he didn't let happen, for what he didn't allow to take you out. And it takes a mature person to understand these things. Notice what Ecclesiastes 3, chapter 3, verse 1 says. This is a familiar passage. I know you know it. It says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For everything, there's a season for everything God does. Maybe this ain't the right season. You don't want apples that are not in the right season, grapes that are not in the right seasons, tomatoes that are not in the right season. You want things that are in the right season. When it's in the right season, it tastes better. Come on, y'all. We are in some of us are just in the wrong season for things and we don't understand it, but we're not going to understand it being mad and angry and upset with God. So again, his timing is perfect. It's perfect. We serve a perfect God who sees everything. But what I want you to know is, in everything that he sees you. You his number one priority. And this is what makes God so amazing, that everybody that's calling on him, he knows their voice. He knows what they need. But the wonderful thing about it is he knows what you need. It's personal. Not only is God corporate, but he's personal. In other words, he loves everybody, but he loves me. He's concerned with everybody, but he's concerned with me and you. And so I want you to be encouraged with these divine detours. I called it that because they are divine. God has a divine timing that he is trying to move you. And I say try because some of us are kicking and screaming. Some of us are pouting. Some of us are rolling on the floor. Some of us are shaking our fists to the heavens. We're doing all kinds of things other than staying in faith. I want to command you to stay in faith. I want to command you to lift up your head and trust God. He will not let you down. But in this time, I'm going to recap. Unaligned desires with the will of God. So let's get them in alignment. Testing and strengthening our faith. Number two, so let's strengthen our faith. Number three, spiritual growth and character development. Hey, let's work on that. And finally, number four, timing according to God's plan. Let's understand that God has a time for everything. Maybe this is not the right time, but when the seasons change, it will always be your time and always be your season. Well, that's all that I wanted to share with you today. I pray that this blessed you. If it did, man, shoot me an email at info@thomasadeloach.com. If this is your first time listening to me, thank you for listening to Empower You, my podcast. Do me a favor and share this with someone who is in need of a message of hope. This is why I do these shows to help you grow and think about some things maybe you have not thought about. So thank you for listening to me as always. You can go to my website at thomasadeloach.com. Find out who I am if this is your first time again listening to me. Find out my advocacy. If you're ever in the Raleigh-Durham area, come out to my church so I can meet you, love on you, and minister God's hope and faith to you. Listen, I'm praying for you as always, believing God's best for you. Go out there and know that you might be in a season of divine detours, but it's going to lead you to an open door that is going to bless your life. And remember, above all things else, is to be empowered.
Thank you for listening to my show, To Empower You. If you were blessed, inspired, and encouraged, please send me a praise report, prayer requests, or show ideas to info@thomasadeloach.com and follow me on Instagram @thomasadeloach and Facebook @drthomasadeloach. And remember, you can go to my website anytime at www.thomasadeloach.com. Until next time, be empowered.